Morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up, we're going to check in with RJ Carney at NASDA to talk about their approach to the highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. We'll get the latest news update coming up on the Mighty 690.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, the news of highly pathogenic avian influenza has wrecked news in the cattle industry, bringing the market prices up and down. While in Washington, D.C., I had the chance to meet with Senior Director of Public Policy at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA, R.J. Carney, about policy and legislative updates, including their focused attention on HPAI.
This has been one where we have been very making sure there's a lot of collaboration occurring between the states and also the federal government, and ensuring that we understand that this is an animal issue. This is one that NASDA, our State Departments of Ag, our state veterinary officials, and also APHIS are working in strong collaboration to make sure that they can find workable solutions for the dairy industry and the members at large.
When it comes to presenting the facts, Carney said it's important to let consumers know pasteurization is effective.
Messaging is a big component here. And one thing that has been, we're going to start to demonstrate and share a lot more is the most recent announcement that came out last week, and the strong understanding for consumers to understand that pasteurization works. That is something that's going to be key. And it, make sure that message gets out. I would say that is probably what a lot of our attention has been on, but then also ensuring that with the new federal order that came out, how is that going to be impacted for the dairy industry and the dairy farmers so they understand what these new testing requirements actually entail? And with our state departments of agriculture and with their state chief veterinarian officers, how is that testing going to unfold? What's going to be the process that they need to be involved in? And that's where that collaboration, ensuring that everyone understands the rules of the road, that's where one of our main priorities at this moment.
How important is it to stay ahead of these types of things?
This is what comes back to a lot just on outreach and making sure we can have that ag research. APHIS has done a phenomenal job throughout the years on understanding these emerging diseases. This is just another case of we need to stay ahead of that. And funding is necessary going through the appropriations process. Funding is also very difficult. We see trying to get members of Congress to approve different programs is critical. So as NASDA, one of our priorities has been making sure we can fully fund emerging disease and make APHIS and their labs prepared to tackle any new issues that may come forward.
Well, speaking of lacking of funding, let's talk about the Farm Bill, shall we?
Oh, the Farm Bill, yes. So Farm Bill right now with 2024, we actually are seeing a little movement. There has been, we fully expect, Chairman Thompson and the House Agriculture Committee has announced that he will have a markup before Memorial Day. Now, what we expect is to see a text of that bill released probably sometime around May 16th, May 17th, with a markup the following week, the week of the 23rd. So at this point, that is the first positive step that we've seen, I would say, in quite a while. However, as NASDA, our focus has been we want to make sure there's a bipartisan bill, a unified bill that moves forward. So we look forward to seeing what the text when that is released, what priorities are going to be included. And then ensuring that we can have take that first step. What's going to be ready if the bill does not ultimately reach the president's desk? There are a lot of headwinds getting a farm bill done in 2024. I would say there's probably still more likely than not, we will see this get an extension into 2025. And then we'll have to wait and see where the politics of the elections shake out. Our focus right now, though, is let's work with the bill that we have in front of us when that eventually is released. So we're excited to see some positive movement on that front. Funding is going to be the biggest issue. It is the biggest hurdle right now, but that's also nothing new for farm bills. I would say that where we were before, maybe just a month ago, was there was a lot of outside pressure, meaning how is the federal government at large going to continue to be funded? Now we can focus on, all right, look, where is the farm bill money? How can we allocate that money? And what priorities will members of Congress and ag committees, both in the House and Senate, ultimately put forward?
To hear my complete conversation with R.J. Carney at NASDA, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our farm news. Still to come this morning, Ron Hayes with our latest beef industry news. I'm Casey Shepard for KGGF.